And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Psyche Talk Radio Network. I'm Dax Carlisle, and today we have a double feature for you. Right now, it's Janice Fuchs live here on Wisdom of Your Soul, followed at the top of the hour by Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance with host Catherine Hahn. So stay tuned for two packed hours of psychic talk. First up, it's Wisdom of Your Soul. So if you've been listening in, we've already broadcasted a few episodes of Janice's wonderful new series of shows, Wisdom of Your Soul. And this is the first time that we're having Janice on live. So the way it's working is Janice is producing some pre-recorded content-filled episodes that we broadcast all month. And then the first Monday of the month, she's going to be coming on every first Monday of the month live, and she can talk to you about those previous episodes the month before. You can ask questions and get some guidance live on air. Janice is a psychotherapist and angelic medium, and let's just bring her on right now. Hey, Janice.
Hey, Dax. How are you?
Great. It's so great to be on the air with you again.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. It's so nice to be live.
Yes, yes. Although we've had some fantastic shows. Oh, and I wanted to let everybody know that if they open a new tab in their browser and type in psychictalk.net/wisdom, it'll bring up all of your shows. And I'm just looking through the list now. So you had, Turning Away from Ego, Taking the Sting Out of Rejection. You had this fabulous Q&A session with Lorraine Page. That was great. The Sound of Your Soul, What is an Awakening? Mm-hmm. Just great shows already in the can, folks. They're ready after this live broadcast for you to listen to in the psychetalk.net/wisdom over there. So you can go and check them all out. It's just, I love this format, how you're doing this. And then now we have the live show where you can come on and you listen to all those past episodes and maybe you have questions, you know, just jot things down, take notes you want to ask Janice. And then the first Monday of every month, she'll be here live. For those that don't know, Janice was on for years with Maria and I on Angelic Realms, and now you're back live. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. I love it. I really love it. I've missed being live. You know, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, there's nothing like just talking about these topics and then getting feedback. It's really, really great, so I'm so glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So let's, before we talk about the show itself, because we want to give everybody an idea of what they're going to learn about listening to Wisdom of the Soul, but let's tell people a little about you, because I know there's new listeners that have never heard of you before. So you're a licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist, and you work with angels and mediumship. Tell us how you got started in all this.
Well, you know, I mean, I think for many, many years, you know, as a psychotherapist, I've always been trying to, you know, explore different ways to help people. And, you know, over the years, I think that I would connect a little bit kind of to my soul energy, my spirit energy. And I kind of would like to say, just say, you know, I call it Wisdom of Your Soul, but really you could call it anything that you want to, anything you resonate with. Sometimes I think, you know, we get caught up in the labels a little bit. So for some people, when they tune in within, they call it, you know, the God within them. Some people call it their spirit. You know, some people, like Eckhart Tolle, calls it the consciousness. I know Abraham Hicks calls it the inner being. So I just want to let people know kind of what I'm connecting to. So, you know, sitting and working with people for over 20 years, I have listened to a lot of, you know, ego talk, constant ego talk. So, and, you know, the ego is very, very powerful, and it tends to be very negative. So, you know, trying to help people through their egos has been really a passion of mine. So it took me, I would have to say, about 10, 15 years in, when I was actually going through my own personal struggle, is when I really kind of connected to that soul energy within. And I think that happens to a lot of people. They, you know, when they're having their own issues, they need something new. And I really felt like, you know, people are kind of getting so stuck in this ego. How can I help them? And how can I help myself? So it was then that I really started meditating and reading a lot of spiritual books. And that's when I really had this, like, quite a very, you know, it was a very extreme awakening. It was something you couldn't ignore. And, you know, I kind of tapped into this soul energy. And when you tap into the soul, spirit, God energy, you know something, like, amazing has happened. And that energy that we all have that lives within us really is such a comfort and really helps us in our lives. So since then, I've been trying to help people get in touch with this energy inside of them and to blend it in their life. Like, we don't want to throw the ego out. The ego, you know, is here for a reason. So we want to kind of blend the spirit soul energy with the ego so that we work kind of like a co-collaborator instead of just throwing it out the window. So that's really my work now. This is what I'm trying to help people
right.
do, and I feel like it's like how we're evolving too.
Unlike a lot of other practitioners, you have real insight into what's going on with people, because seeing clients for 20 years as a psychotherapist, you start to see all this, and
yes.
but. But before we get into that, let's go back a little bit. Which came first, working with the angels or mediumship, and how did that come about?
Well, I have to say, you know, when I had that spirit, it was like a spiritual awakening. And so when I had that awakening, and anybody that awakens back into your soul or spirit energy, you're going to find you have gifts. And depending on kind of who you are, the gifts could be mediumship, it could be connection to the angels, it could be psychic, it could be many things, it could just be a really good intuition. So when you connect into this soul energy, you're going to find you have spiritual gifts. So what came very naturally to me was mediumship and this connection to the angels, you know, which, you know, the angels are just, you know, talk all about love. So that was, you know, once I connected into this energy, that was my kind of my natural gifts. So for many years, I just did mediumship and angel card readings. And, you know, I really, really enjoyed that. And I found it was very helpful for people. But I knew it wasn't quite the right fit for me, that what I was really meant to do with connecting to this energy was really to help people out of their egos. But it took me, you know, a long time to figure out, once I connected
right.
into this energy, what was it, first of all, and what was I supposed to do with it? And I know a lot of people out there that are having their own awakenings, they feel the same way. They're kind of like, okay, I know something really big just happened, and I really don't know what I'm supposed to do with this now. So it's like a whole new world to kind of explore and figure out, well, what is it that now that you've connected, now that you have access to this whole spiritual realm, how is it that you want it to express itself in the world?
Right.
So
that makes a lot.
That... Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, just listening to you talk, I'm seeing titles for new Wisdom of the Soul shows where you can go into specific gifts and how, when you connect with the soul, that the gifts come out and things like that. I'm already getting
yeah.
ideas for you.
That's great. Yeah, I mean,
right.
it's just endless. It's endless, really. And that's the magic of a spirit and your soul, is that it brings a lot of magic into your life. You know, sometimes I hear people in their sessions feeling like they're bored, or, you know, they're doing the same thing every day, day in, day out. And I'm like, well, you know, there is a whole other world inside of you. If you connect to that, you're not going to be very bored. You know, it's going to change your life. So.
Right.
It's a cool thing.
I do want to let people know that, you know, if they've listened to some of your shows and they have questions, they can call in, or if they want to get a little guidance, 714-816-4628 is the phone number. And when you get through, remember to press number 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air. 714-816-4628. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. That way we know you want to be live on air. You can also join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. And that's good for all of our shows all week long, 7 days a week. And you can get in the chat room, chat with us there, and you can ask questions or even ask for a mini reading or something like that, some guidance from the chat room itself at psychictalk.net/live. Of course, it's a lot more fun for us to chat with you on the phone. So dial in at 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad. We want to talk to you live as well. So as you were going on your journey and started working with folks with mediumship, the angels, I know you mentioned you were doing the cards for a while. And did you start to bring some of that in with your psychotherapy clients?
Yes, actually, yeah, that's been a very nice blend. I mean, I have the cards sitting right in my office. So I kind of laugh because the people that are just naturally open to it just gravitate towards it and say, oh, you have cards? You want to do, can I, you do a reading? And people that are not open at all don't even see the cards. So, you know, it's a very interesting thing. So it's a nice blend, you know, as
Absolutely.
A therapist. Yeah, it's a really nice blend. And people, you know, it's really, you know, the angel messages are always beautiful messages and encouraging messages. So it's always so helpful. You know, mostly right now what I'm doing is really trying to help people connect to that, to this energy within so they can do it themselves. I mean, you don't
and get
really
out of
have
ego.
To.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see, client after client, I see people in pain all day long. And, you know, I can relate to it because I was there. And the difference in my own life is like night and day. So that's why I have so much passion for this, to really help people to connect. And, you know, it's something you really kind of have to keep sticking with because that ego is so stubborn and, you know, we don't want to let it go to some degree. You know, it's sort of like a dog with a bone. You know, you don't want to let your thoughts go for some reason, even if they're so negative and hurtful and painful. You know, it's hard to get people to let them go and say, listen, you know, can we just let that go for 2 minutes and just kind of go within and see what's happening? And that's not easy. You have to be really sick of those thoughts to let them go.
You know, that's a great idea. I'm thinking when I sit down with hypnotherapy clients, I can lay the tarot cards down on the table, not say a word about them, and the ones that automatically gravitate to it will say something.
Yeah, yeah. It happens every time, you know, because I just have them right out here. And people that are a little bit more open and they're on their spiritual journey will definitely, you know, see them. And people that aren't won't. And then it's funny because over the years, you know, I have some clients that come in for years. They'll see them at some point. And it's like, wow. So they're, you know, I can see their journey. I can see, even though they don't know they're on a spiritual journey, I can see it.
And by the way, I wanted to mention that some of your shows, they'll go to the page and there's our regular player there from Blog Talk Radio. We use that system. And you can listen, and it's real handy if you're running around doing things. But a lot of the shows below it, you'll see a video, and you can actually watch Janice and listen to her. That's how you actually started out. You started out with a YouTube channel, and then you contacted us and said, hey, I want to be on the network. And we thought it was great. I know you're going to do some of the shows are going to be just audio and others are going to be video. It's very easy to use the YouTube system and just start recording a video. And
yeah.
I know, you know, most of us in the West were visually oriented. And so we like the videos. But then there's other times when you're running around, you're doing the dishes or doing errands or whatever, and you just want to listen to the audio. So I think it's a great marriage of both worlds. So how did that start? Like, how did you decide, okay, I'm going to do a YouTube channel and I'm going to call it Wisdom of the Soul? Where did the title come from? And how did you decide that you were going to do this YouTube thing before you came on the network?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, for the longest time, I had been writing posts on Facebook. It's probably been about 2 years now. So the posts have really evolved. And, you know, I'm a pretty, you know, shy, private person. So, you know, for me to do a YouTube video, a radio show, it's not really in my nature. I'm kind of more of an introvert, and I'm not really an extrovert. So for me to be doing all this kind of surprises me. But I think what's happened is that watching, again, so many people in pain and feeling the difference in my own life with this connection, I really feel very almost like I have to share it, you know, like that this is something that we want to learn how to do, you know. And so doing YouTube just made sense for me because it was easy. And it was a way to get this message out. So I kind of look at it as everybody learns differently. So I'm going to put it out as on many platforms as possible. For me, the easiest always is to just write those blog posts, you know, on Facebook. But I know that people,
sure,
some people don't like to read. You know, they like to either hear.
Yeah, but they're
like
very
listen.
Popular. I've seen that they were popular. Yeah.
So, you know, however, whatever style, you know, I'm just trying to put it on as many different platforms as possible just so that people can hear the same message. And, you know, I hear people out there, I hear, you know, I read other books and I listen to other people, and everybody's saying very similar things, which is good. And I really feel like, well, this is great because the same message is being said over and over. This notion of not believing the ego, you know, that when your ego talks to you in a way that is hurtful, that you just have to really say to yourself, you know, what good is this, you know, me believing this voice, you know, what purpose is it serving? And, you know, that's really our work right now, is to let this ego go and just use the mind for thinking, you know, not to use it for evaluating ourselves.
Yes, we talk a lot about the same thing in my circles of NLP practitioners and hypnotherapists, and about the subconscious and then the conscious mind. And the conscious mind, you know, is the ego is attached to that, but you can use it the way it's really meant, which is focus and more of analytical, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, the mind is a wonderful thing, you know, you just don't want to misuse it to evaluate yourself. And, you know, the thing is, the more you connect to your soul energy, you'll see exactly the limitations of the ego. Like, it makes sense because, you know, the mind is of the body and the soul is spirit. So it's just two completely different, you know, different voices there, you know, so it'll help you to make sense when you tap into your soul spirit energy. You'll see the ego almost like a child, like, oh, you know, that's that just child within me that is just wants everything and is insatiable and really distorts a lot of things, you know, really isn't even in reality half the time. So when you kind of do that, you can detach a little bit better from it.
Right, and I'd love to chat more with you about that because that's right down my alley. And also the power of the subconscious mind, which people don't even know about and know that they have access. And that's the big thing I tell my clients is that, okay, we're born and we have this incredible mind and abilities, almost superpowers that we don't know we're aware of because we're not given a user manual when we're born, you know. And this stuff should be taught in elementary school. It should be taught in high school, college.
I agree.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But before we go on, and there's a lot, I have a lot more questions for you. But before we do that, I see we have a phone call. Let's take a phone call, see who's out there.
Sure.
Who's out there. Hello, caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sophia, and I'm calling from Sweden.
Oh, hi.
Oh, wow. All the way
Sweden.
From Sweden.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I have a bit of a cold, so my throat is a bit rough, but I think you can hear me.
Oh, you sound fine.
Yes.
It's yeah. Okay.
Okay, great. I've heard a lot of things about me having an ability to be a great healer, but I haven't, it hasn't, you know, turned out yet. It hasn't opened up yet for me. But I am very interested in angels and tarot cards, and so I'm listening to your shows, and I'm reading books, and I'm taking courses. So I'm very open to the, you know, the spiritual world. But I have a boyfriend, and he's definitely not open. He's very close-minded, and he's afraid. Yeah, he's afraid of me being so interested. So we've had some discussions, and it's been kind of an issue. But I like him very, very much. We've been together for 10 months now. So I guess my question is, can you feel anything about me and him, or what's your guidance with me being with someone so close-minded?
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's
difficult.
Not easy, right? Yeah, that's not
no,
easy.
No,
for sure. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think that the two can coexist. I mean, a lot of people have very big differences in relationships, and they're just fine. As long as there's a healthy respect for each other, you know, if he says, you know, this isn't really my thing, but I can respect that you're very interested in it, you know, then that's okay. If someone's going to put you down for it or make fun of you, then that's a different story, you know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think, you know, the more differences in a couple, the more interesting the couple, you know. So we sometimes get afraid of differences if we embrace them. You know, the soul wants us to embrace differences because, you know, opposites attract, we kind of know that, and it forms a whole. So if the more opposite we are, the better, the more learning. We're going to learn more from each other. So I don't see that it should hamper at all, you know. And you know what? The fact that he's with you, he is on a spiritual path. He's just not really aware of it.
Yeah, I think so too. I just hope that he will open up soon.
Well, you know, his opening up may look very different than your opening up. His opening up could open up through his own, you know, creativity or a new job, or, you know, a spiritual awakening doesn't always have to come in the form of angels and mediumship and clairvoyance. It can come in art. It can come in writing. So, you know, just keep open to what his spiritual journey is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Good. Yeah, it sounds
Does
good.
That make
yeah.
Yeah, so I think the more differences, the better. Celebrate them and just have a really, really healthy respect for them, you know. So I think you guys will be
Thank
great.
Thank you very much, Janice.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Sophia?
Yeah?
Sophia, before we let you go, can you tell me what your birth date is? Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure. 19th January.
January 19. What year?
77.
77. Okay, I just wanted to look here at your numerology real quick. And, sure enough.
Oh.
The master number 11 is showing up. That's the master illuminator number. Yep, you're definitely supposed to be doing these things for sure. I wanted to see if the master healer number showed up, and I'm getting a couple of sevens in your name, which is Sophia's wisdom and attraction to things of the spirit and these types of modalities. People that have a lot of sevens in their chart usually are attracted to those. Plus, your attitude number is a 2, but before the final reduction, we get 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. 11 is the master illuminator number, so you're supposed to be teaching these higher concepts to other people.
Nice.
That sounds very nice.
Oh,
sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder if it just takes a lot of time for me to. Before it opens up, just because I am in this relationship when he is so close and afraid of me being interested in this. So, you know, that he sort of...
No, it won't hamper it at all. No.
No, okay.
No, you're on your path and you're opening up really nicely. And, you know, I do see a lot of green in your energy. So, you know, you're just opening up in a beautiful way and you just want to allow it, you know, that's all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right exactly where you should be, and you're learning everything you need to learn. You know, you're attracted to the angels, and because, you know, that's what you're interested in, and that's how your soul wants to express itself. So, you know, just keep going in that direction. You're doing great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thanks for the call, Sophia.
Yeah, thanks, Dax.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. All the way from
great
Sweden,
question.
Folks.
Yeah.
And a great question,
wow.
too. Yeah.
That's a great question.
How about that for your first call? Your
that
first live show.
That was a great call. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think we can kind of get scared about differences in each other, but, you know, the more differences, the better.
Right, right. So just like Sophia, you can call into the show too, get a little guidance, chat with Janice about these different things at 714-816-4628. That number is good for all of our shows, 7 days a week. Write it down, put it in your phone, put it in your pad, 714-816-4628. And while we're waiting for more people to pop on the line for us to chat with, I see we're at the bottom of the hour, so real quickly, Janice, I'm going to let folks know about some of the upcoming shows on the network. Of course, we've already mentioned that at the top of this hour is Catherine Hahn's show, Compassionate Light, Healing, and Wisdom. She is wrapping up her series of shows on understanding your power within. I mean, talk about a synchronicity between what you're doing, Janice, and what Catherine's
yes.
doing on these series of shows. So today's
awesome.
Show, for her wrap-up, she's talking about stepping into your power. And she's also taking your phone calls, and that will be in a half hour from now, right after this show. I love this. I love having back-to-back shows like this. And so you can stay right here at psychictalk.net/live. Stay here in the chat room. Keep listening to the same player, because it'll smoothly just transition. One show will end and the next one will begin. Same phone number. You can call in. And if we don't get to your call on this show, Catherine will get to your call next hour, which is really, really cool. And then... our Tuesday show, Power of Three, Rose is taking a break for the next couple of weeks. Vivian went on hiatus till fall. And when Vivian comes back in fall, she's going to have a brand new show on a different day on the network. So Rose is working on getting new co-hosts. In fact, if you're a medium out there and you've thought about doing your own show, Rose wants some co-hosts that are mediums on the Tuesday show. So you can contact Rose Fullhorst. Her email is rose@psychictalk.net, or you can contact her on Facebook or get a hold of me, and I'll get you in contact with Rose if you're having problems with getting in hold of her. And we'd love to get you on there with Rose. But she's working on that and all the, you know, behind the scenes stuff and preparing new topics and things like that. So she's taking a couple of weeks off. But Wednesday, June 5th, I'll be back on with our new host, Charlotte Kornberg. Sorry, Charlotte, messed up your name there for a second. And of course, we always do open lines on Wednesdays and take your calls. But we have a special guest this week, Angel Reiki Master Sharona Rapsik. She'll be talking about her brand new course, Angel Reiki, and talking about working with the angels, energy healing, all of that stuff. So it's going to be a ton of fun on Wednesday. Stephanie will be back with her show, Stephanie's Guided Tarot. Free tarot mini readings all show long on Thursday, June 6th. And then on Friday, June 7th, Kathy is off because she is traveling. But Dr. Rose and myself will be on The Doctors Are In, Open Lines and Mini Readings and More on Friday, June 7th. So there's some of the shows coming up. We have a new feature on the website. We have our upcoming shows page, which has all of the different blog posts with all the upcoming shows. But I created a page where I have all of this written out so you can see all the upcoming shows in a glance a lot easier. And it's called our next live page. So what you do is you go to psychictalk.net/next-live. And if you go to our website and go to upcoming shows, the very first post will be this next live post. And you can read all about the upcoming shows. I just gave you a little taste there. There's a whole bunch of other shows on the page there. Great stuff coming up over the next week or so on Psychic Talk Radio. So there you go. Okay.
Great
Give out the phone number again. Yeah, isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We're getting more and more amazing content on the shows, and your show is a big part of that, Janice. Let me give out the phone number again. In case folks want to call in, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad when you get through. 714-816-4628. We would love to chat with you. And so, Janice, gosh, there's so many questions I want to ask. Let's just go with something easy. You know, what can people expect to hear listening to Wisdom of the Soul? What do you really want to get across? Mm-hmm. I know we talked a lot about it so far, but, you know, maybe if you can flesh that out a little bit.
Sure. I mean, in a lot of my posts, really, I feel it's a reminder to things that we know. You know, I think that I'm saying probably the same thing over and over, but in different ways. But because the ego is so stubborn and doesn't want to let go, we need to hear it continually. I know when I first connected, it was very easy for me to stay in that soul energy and to kind of, it almost blocked out the ego totally. So, you know, but if I'm not constantly in that energy, you know, my ego is very active and has a lot to say. So I really do understand the difficulty that it is in kind of letting this voice go, because it's the voice that's kept you company for many, many years. So in most of my posts and my shows, my YouTube videos, there's all kinds of exercises and meditations and thoughts of the day and hints to just help you to release the ego. Like I wrote a post this morning, and, you know, when I'm just sitting and meditating, I just get this information. So, and I know that comes from my spirit, my soul, that is helping me write these things. And it's basically telling me, you know, how much we – are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, I thought I was
– Keep going.
okay, good. So basically this morning's post, you know, as I was meditating, I had this, you know, image – of our thoughts being so heavy, especially the negative ones. Like they're very weighted, they're very heavy. You know, when your ego is saying, you know, oh, you didn't exercise enough, or oh, you're not eating good enough, or, you know, you're not as successful as you want to be, or what happened to that relationship? You know, when the ego is kind of saying all that stuff to you, it really takes a toll and weighs heavily on the body. So as I was meditating, I saw those thoughts just kind of flow down through my body and like out of my feet and into the ground. And then the soul's energy is released and can come up to the surface, which is the surface of your consciousness. You know, so I thought it was just such a beautiful visualization that I saw. So I wrote that post. And again, it's just a reminder to let those thoughts go. You know, let them just go out of your body. Don't don't give them too much attention, and, you know, reconnect to this soul energy, this conscious energy, and you will feel so much better. And, you know, so that's really what with a lot of my, you know, talks and writings about, is to really help encourage people to stick with it, because it's very easy to just kind of get caught up in this ego mind and lose that connection. It's very easy to do that.
You know, I'm thinking of the old cartoons or pictures of real people, but then they'd have the cartoon angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder, and
yeah,
you have all these inner voices, you know, talking in your head, and you know, we do a lot of negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't verbalize it out loud, you know, and you know what we're putting our attention on, we know we attract in. So, how do you deal with that, or what's some techniques, or you know, how do you, I don't know, suppress that self-talk, or
Well, you know what I tell a lot of my clients. I don't tell them to fight. Don't fight with it. Don't suppress it. Don't change it. Just observe it. You know, the observer, like who's watching these thoughts, is really who you are. So when a thought comes in and it's troubling, you know, so if a thought comes in and says, you know, you're gaining too much weight, and that's a troubling thought, but there's a part of you that's watching that thought come in. So you're the watcher. You're the observer of those thoughts. And so you don't have to agree with them. I actually just read a book by Steven Tyler, and I think it's called Return to Harmony. And he had such a great way of putting it. He said, the mind is almost like, if you think about it, like your digestion. Your mind just does things. You know, it just, thoughts come to you. And, you know, it's just like another body function. So don't give it so much weight. What you really want to do is you want to see it for what it's worth. So a lot of times I'll tell my clients, all right, you know you can think horribly about yourself. You know you can think, well, you've gained too much weight and now you're mad at yourself. And really, how is that really going to help you? So why don't we just shelve those thoughts? Let's just put it on shelf, just for even 5 minutes. And this is how you have to break it down so simply, because we don't want to let go of our thoughts. So to just get people to put it aside for 5 minutes can be challenging. I'll be like, let's just put it on the shelf just for 5 minutes, those thoughts about how much you hate yourself because now you feel fat. Let's just put it there. And let's just relax and see if there is anything else that's going on within your body. And let's just come into the present. And when you do that, you know, that's when you start to get this sense that you're something more, that your body is just your vehicle. You know, and once you start to feel these truths, this knowledge from your soul, then you just don't take this ego so seriously. You know, so it is a little bit of work initially. But once you got it and you see the difference between being in your ego and not being in your ego, it's very easy to say, okay, I'm not even going to go there in my mind anymore.
Right. So I've got a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, when I wrote my first book, The Forgotten Friend, so that book is all about self-love and how do we love ourselves. And when I wrote that book, you know, I was connected to this soul energy. And I never really said that for people that they had to love themselves. I said, how about you just treat yourself fairly? How about you just treat yourself like you would treat anybody else? Because I knew on some level that the ego is never going to let you love yourself. It's just never going to happen. The ego is too critical and keeps too much score. But when you go into the soul energy, there's just a different story there. You know, the soul is just the energy of love. So when you're in that energy, you know that you're loved and you know you're fine. And so there's no more fighting and there's no more convincing that you have to love yourself. It's just something you know. Once you start to really, you know, connect to that energy, you just all of a sudden get all these different knowing, like you just know things. So there's no longer a fight. The fight is gone. So that's a huge difference. And that's how you can kind of tell if you're fighting with your ego, then you're stuck in your ego, because the ego, you can get like a power struggle with the ego, and you do not want to be in a power struggle with your ego. You just want to see it for what it's worth and say, okay, I get it. I'm just going to put it to the side. Can I do a little meditation? Can I go for a walk? Can I do some deep breathing? You know, what else can I do besides letting myself think these thoughts that are just going to multiply and gain momentum and make me feel worse and worse and worse?
Well, I think one thing that you mentioned with the now, and Eckhart Tolle's book was the first one, Power of Now. The Power of Now. Oh my God, I love that book. You know, and that's one of the secrets.
Yeah, that's an amazing book.
Yeah, and what you were saying earlier is very Eckhart Tolle, because you know he would talk about just being quiet and observing the thoughts, and then at some point you come to a realization that there's this other part of you that's the real you that is observing the thoughts, and that how the thoughts are not really you. You're what is observing the thoughts, and you come to this realization. The other factor about the self-talk and the ego is that much of what it's communicating is based in reliving the past or imagining potential futures. So that's why it's so powerful, bringing yourself back into the now. And there's a lot of different ways that Eckhart talks about how you do that, and just in everyday practices and, you know, things that you're doing with your body, it the physicality, it just brings you back into the now.
Yeah, I try to tell people that you're not going to connect to, because a lot of people be like, oh, yeah, I want to connect to my soul. That sounds great. So how do I do it? You know, so what I say is you'll never connect to your soul if you're in the past or in the future. You have to be in the present, you know, and that's what he talks about. You have to be present. So that consciousness that he talks about is the soul energy. And you can't be thinking and connecting. It's either one or the other. Either you're connecting or you're thinking. And most of the time, we're just so trained to think that we're very rarely connecting. So what I'll tell my clients is I'll say, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put a wall up to the past. You know, what does your wall look like? Is it brick? Is it steel? Is it stone? What is your wall? Put a wall there. And now I want you to put a wall to the future. And what does that wall look like? Is it steel? Is it brick? What is it? And anytime your thoughts go into the past, I want you to think of the wall and just kind of put that there so that you can't go too far into the past. And you'll notice you'll go from the past to the future, to the future to the past. You know, people will bounce back and forth. It's almost like when I'm talking to my clients, they'll be talking about some worry about the future. And once we get that worry settled, they go right into something in the past. And I'll be like, did you see what just happened? It's almost like we can't settle into the present. And really, that's where our soul spirit energy lies, is right in the present. So that is not, you know, easy for us to do, because that does require us to letting go of all these worries, letting go of all these thoughts or all these things that we have to do. And to just say, all right, where am I now? What am I hearing, feeling, thinking? How is my body feeling? You know, what's happening inside of me? And just relaxing. And it's an amazing thing when you're able to do that, that you could really relax through pretty much anything. And when you're in that relaxation, that state, and when you're in the present moment, that's when you feel your soul. That's when you can feel the vibration within you, or, you know, whatever it is your soul feels like to them. And for everybody, their soul feels a little different. Like mine feels like a vibration.
A
some people, everybody has like a little bit, when they describe it, they'll be like, oh, mine feels like a fluttering, or mine feels this way or that way. And so it is unique to each one of us, and that's fine. You just want to keep encouraging yourself to connect to it, because I what I think is, like, what I hear a lot of my clients saying is, I know I'm something much more than what I am right now. Like, I know there's so much more inside of me, and I just can't access it. And that's their soul trying to get their attention, you know?
Wow,
so
yes, that's very powerful. Very powerful. You know, the past is the past and can only affect us in the now, to the extent
right.
that we allow it to do that. And then the future
exactly.
is what – the future is really whatever we manifest. Unfortunately, most people are manifesting by default what we're putting our attention on. We're attracting in, and a lot of times, you know, we're just letting life happen to us instead of manifesting on purpose.
Yeah, and you know, when you're in this energy, you're coming from a very full place, so you don't feel any deficits in yourself. And when you begin to feel no deficits in yourself, you choose very differently. You know, you choose things in your life that you wouldn't choose if you're coming from a place of inferiority. And there's a confidence that you have, you know, when you're connected to your soul, because really you feel fulfilled. There's really nothing you need to do. When you connect to this energy, you just know, I'm good. You know, I'm good. There's really nothing more I need. And the minute that that happens, everything manifests for you. And it's crazy. You know, it's very ironic that it happens that way, but that's exactly what happens. You know, I'm trying the least in my life, and more things have manifested in this last year than I can even think about. And it's funny because it doesn't really even matter that much, because that's not really what I know. The things of this world don't really make me happy. You know, it's really connecting to this energy. So it is a very interesting process. But when you start to really connect, you'll see it for yourself. You'll be like, oh, you know what? I'm really okay. It doesn't matter. I don't have to do this, this, and this, and this. And, you know, some people aren't such a you know, they're just doing one thing after the other after the other. I mean, some of my clients, they have every minute of their day planned, every minute of their day. And that's just not really what the soul, you know, wants for us. Not at all, you know.
Right. By the way, I did pull a card for today's show and the wisdom of the soul. And I got Ten of Cups. I got the Ten of Cups.
Cool. That's so neat.
So there, it's a great card to get. It, you know, there's that emotional fulfillment. It's successful and happy family life, lasting friendships, joy, harmony, pleasant opportunity, sharing your home. It has a lot of different meanings, you know, but couldn't pick a better card for the show.
Right. Yeah, it's a great, yeah, but, and that really is symbolic of what it feels like when you connect to this energy, you know?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, is that it's
it's
hinting at what to expect on Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. Yeah. So we've got some time left. I see we do have another caller just popped on the line. Let's see what they want to chat about. Let me see. Area code 916, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Hi,
yeah,
what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Christy. I'm calling from California. I thought I was just in the queue to listen. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. You can just listen in. Yep. And we've got another show starting at the top of the hour, too. Hang in there,
thanks.
Christy. And
if you want to
chat with Catherine, you know, just later on in the next hour, just, you know, let us know. That's perfectly fine as well. So let's see. Coming up on Wisdom of the Soul, I'm just looking at the list here. I know that the very next show, this is going to be next Monday. It's Rerouting from the Ego to the Soul Experience. Do you want to chat about that for a little bit?
Sure. And, you know, basically that is really moving away from this ego mindset and taking a different route, which is going within, you know. It's just not, it's a funny thing, because to kind of feel the vastness of who you are, you have to go back into your body, which the body feels like it's full of limits. So it's an interesting thing, isn't it? That something in the body has such infinite and unlimited potential, but it's really like you have to kind of go within the body to feel it, you know? So it's not something that you can get from your mind or your brain. So when people realize that, that is a very helpful concept, because it's dropping from this thinking, I got it covered, I can figure it out, I know best, and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think that we love to think, we love to analyze, we love to figure things out, and there's no problem with that, except for the fact that when it turns against us. So when it turns against us, that's when we really have to, you know, rethink it, you know, and go to a different place. And the minute you know that there is a different place, that there is something inside of you that has so much more wisdom. I mean, that's why I named it Wisdom of the Soul, because when you go inward, you hear things and feel things that you're almost surprised. You know, like sometimes I write some of these posts and I'm like, wow, where'd that come from? You know, so, but we all have that within us. And, you know, the soul is it's an amazing equalizer, because it's not an ego. It doesn't come from the ego, where the ego is filled with competition. The soul is so inclusive. So it's more like, you know, me and you are connected. So there's no difference between me and you. And you feel that.
Mm-hmm.
To know that intellectually and then to feel that connection is so different. It's so different. So when I hear, like, my clients saying they feel so lonely and, you know, they feel like they don't have anyone in their lives, you know, this is really the answer for that. Because when you're connected to that energy, the last thing you feel is lonely. You just feel like you have a support system within you like no other. You have, like, the best therapist, you have the best guidance, you have the best, you know, there's nothing more you could ask for, you know. So that's why it's so important for us to, like, just take advantage of it and blend it into our lives. So that's what that video is really covering a lot of, and how to do that. You know, how do you begin to connect to your soul? You know, a lot of people have a hard time,
you know.
Awesome.
Awesome
yeah.
broadcast
yeah.
next
mm-hmm.
week, folks. And remember, Janice will be back live the first Monday in July, which will be July 1st, as a matter of fact. So the
mm-hmm.
first day and the first Monday. And then there are five, oh my God, there are five Mondays. You better get to work. You
oh,
have
wow.
to do four other pre-recorded shows in July, and then the live one on the first. That's gonna be a lot of fun. So,
yes, yeah.
Absolutely. Catherine is on the line and ready to go. Remember, right after this show ends, Catherine's Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance will begin with Understanding Your Power Within series wrap up, Stepping Into Your Power. That's coming up in a couple minutes here. We do have a caller that popped on. We have a couple minutes left. I don't know if we can squeeze them in, but we're going to try to do this. Hello, area code 801. 801, who's there?
Hey, this is Charlotte.
Hi,
oh,
Charlotte.
Oh, it's Charlotte calling from our Wednesday show. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Janice, man, I loved your show, and I am so excited for the rest of your shows as they come on. And I'm totally going to go to YouTube and catch up on the things I've missed, because I just think you're brilliant and I love your energy. And, you know, welcome back. Cause, like, I'm the newbie here, so I can't even say welcome to the show because you've been around longer than me. But I just wanted to say, I have absolutely loved your show today. The topic has been fascinating, and I can't wait to see what the future holds with your shows, because I will definitely be tuning in. Oh, that's so sweet of
you.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. That's so nice to hear. And I
can't
wait
to end the show. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thanks for doing such a great show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Thanks, Sharshar.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll be chatting in a little bit. Bye for now.
Yep, for sure. All right, bye-bye.
Awesome.
Bye-bye. Aw, what a sweetheart.
And remember, you can, isn't she great? And you can tune in on Wednesday and hear her and me, plus Sharona Ratzik will be our guest. It's going to be great on Wednesday. Just a couple of days to go, folks. And we'll be back on the air. Remember to stay tuned for Catherine. She's in the wings, ready to pop in here. And I wanted to let everybody know before we go, Janice, that they can catch up on all of your shows that you've already done. We have a whole category of your shows. And it's really easy to get there, folks. Just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/wisdom. That's psychictalk.net/wisdom. And it'll take you right to all of our shows. You can listen in, catch up on all of her back live, and you can call in and ask her about those questions. You can, give her feedback and comments and chat with her about the concepts that come up, you know, these shows that are already in the can waiting for you at psychictalk.net/wisdom and all the shows coming up the rest of June leading up to that live show in just a few weeks. Awesome. Well, thanks, Janice. It's been a lot of fun.
Aww. It has. Thank you so much, Dax. I really appreciate it. Lots of fun.
And thanks, everybody, for listening in and our callers. And just stay tuned because we're going right into Compassionate Light. So I'm going to say goodbye for now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Dennis.